Can I get a glass of water, no ice? Thank you. I am Cobb 44, and as Brad mentioned, I'm published by Vroom Press, as well as Kitty there. I, however, don't have any books with me tonight, simply because I've sold out the ones I have. How many of you? Here's the deal.
You'll surely take that.
Here's the deal. Vroom Press publishes me. If you like what you hear tonight, you'd like a copy of the book. Buy Kate's book, because Vroom Press is not spelled normally. So to get the spelling, buy her book, and you can purchase the book online. And it's worth checking. Don't check out the site just for me, because there's actually a number of them. I'm really, really, frankly, proud to be published by Vroom Press, because they're a great stable. They publish a number of excellent poets. Publish Kate. They publish Carl Parkinson. Yes,
you've got about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's great. I only have one poem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just one question.
But with that, I'm going to move on. Okay, first poem.
Water.
You will send on chess, though, right?
I was kind of waiting for that. So this one's called Time and Tone. Trash-strewn alleys, built of stone, stretching on either side of measured steps, heading home, matching in dual tone a singular shade of gray. Words, scrawled on walls, not in prophecy, but in record of the past. Jim Hart's Carol. Jesus saves. Elvis lives. Chris gives great. The rest scratched out with edit added. One presumes by the object's irate hand. The sun ever shines, you could never tell from the way our eyes are people black and our women line up to queue in bed. Line up to lie in beds that color their skin, the shade of places they've never been but have seen on the telescreen. Our men as well queue at vanity's basin, spending long hours at machines built to affect the effect of long hours spent in fields our fathers left behind. These armchair savages circle and whooping war dance the warriors of Man U or Chelsea, Dublin or Kerry, Bulls, Sun. These new pagans, leaving petition for sexual boon, empty claims of prowess, finger flung into the air. Modern man, the altered native, staking attachment and territory. With passion, fashion, pose, and fetish, arranging themselves as Bogie or Grant, Dean or Reeves, even Garland, Dietrich, Hepburn, Audrey, not Kate. Kate too strong for a man to pretend. Monroe. In the end, every man a watered-down idol. Every man a river's phoenix, striving to wash wings and rise from ashes at the tips of sticks placed with fingers from mouth to tray, sending up smoke screens to whatever deity accepts such things. A cultural atheist, hard to find in these tired, tapped times of urban renewal. Sirens seek through the air to saturate these subjects of our sacrifice. On trash-strewn altars built of stone. Echoing measured steps heading home. Echoing drips, drips, dripping deep. The mossy maw of time's well. This next one is called Louis Meets the Emperor.
Yay!
It's essentially a found poem. It came out of a conversation I had with a friend of mine named Louis after he came back from a trip to Italy. Italy is like licking an illusion. Everywhere you look, purple and blue, and on the TV, Brazilian girls will dance for you just so that you don't remember that the man pulling the strings used to play piano for chicks. I don't normally write overtly. I'm actually quite political, but I don't normally write overtly political poetry. This one's an exception. I'm gonna say, I always feel like I should give this disclaimer. It's political. It's out here. It's a bit rude to be too critical when you're in somebody else's place. But I have been, actually. I've been living in Dublin longer than I've ever actually lived in any one place. I've lived 15 years now. And this just kind of expressed some of my feelings about some of the reactions some people had just after the bubble burst. And still, the last in are always get the blame for certain things. And some things you're hearing around Dublin, anyway, about some immigrants and that sort of thing. It's just... just about my reaction to that. So, Death Box Dublin. Topsy turvy, back to front, mirror writ, tyrant of a town. Dublin and blood brick and port felloped stone, you built walls around your parks that speak of much more than history. Keep away, they say, unless you've the privileged key. Screaming all day long, gentlemen's tumblers! Oh, Death Box Dublin, high-fared city, unclean, liffy, dirty old garrotting town, transit station of the West, full you claimed a choking with your hard laboring, life-building laundry list of aliens, whether be Asian, Lithuanian, Romanian, Slovenian, Slovakian, Hungarian, Pole, Czech, all blue battered by your violent husband ways. All forced to clutch to chest dearly ticketed dreams of access. Black tooth, bad breathed, hung over hair of the dogged Dublin. Hang your head or show your face, I find your falche false. It is the empty-eyed smile of the perverted priest, of the parochial publican, of the hiriant hotelier, the rapacious retailer, of the bodies buried in the bog, banker, unrepentant, junkie pimps, each and every one, with love for nothing but the jingle jangle in our pockets. A spoon of our sweat to sweeten their hoard, while a landlord is a landlord no matter what flag he call home. And I hear you moan and moan about the 800 years. Last 80. No less a loving son than Joyce. Named you infanticidal, ill-tempered bitch. Now many years have passed. But still we whimper, snip, and piss the floor. Now we get to the emo part of the evening.
You've got no bus.
Here comes the emo thing. But the and you well, just let's see it. Yeah, we'll just start off with this. Or you should be able to relate to this in one way or another. So I'm in bed without you. In bed without you, staring at the ceiling. Cigarette smoking central air bowling. The jazz cassette you couldn't stand cascading through borrowed boom box. I remember you didn't like letting music. But I thought this might come between us seems silly now that we have Atlantic. There he is! There's the varmint! Why'd you do it, kid? Now we don't want no trouble around here. I never meant to be an outlaw. Silly black hat. Greasy mustache. The annoying lynching parties and the tedious conversation after. Some of my best friends at the end of their rope! But I thought it might be nice to have someone put my picture around the place, you know? On the saloon wall. The post office door. I wanted to know what it was like to walk into a room and be met with silence. I must admit, I thought it might be nice to be wanted. Just sort of keeping up with the... For some reason, as try as I might, I cannot memorize this one. Still falling awake.
Well, why not?
There's a run at the end of it, actually. But, dark and drowsy, alone and lustful, finger traces, places, your silhouette lingered. From arm to chest to nipples ring, from navel to waist, to thigh, deep, breathing, eyes, closing. Tumble, I stumble, I fall awake down jagged rock, jabbing thistle sting over bruising bramble through stone wall. I fall over, head over, heels over, dream over, still down, down a long ways, down and lonely as always, as ever after fear of love is gone. Daddy gone, the love is... red robin, you, come catching, come keeping, come. Red robin, sing new song, spring, winter's tune, a tired back alley mattress, tear tread thoughts, ever ticking time, it takes no time at all, time it takes to fall. Red robin running, come coming, catching me falling before a gray-faced beep, 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 beep. I'll just leave you with this. Have any of you or some of you seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Good. Good, 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 good. It's really only important because this poem's called For the Princess and Her Pea. And it starts with a quote from Jimmy Stewart's character, George Bailey. What is it you want, Mary? Is it the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. See, it's only the moon hanging over a cardboard sea. Well, it wouldn't be me. I am not a frog. And you are not a princess. And this? It's not a fairy tale. I can't call down the moon for your hand or the head of a prophet for the shimmy of your hips. But I can stack a silver serving dish with all that I have. Two bum knees, no bank account. A smoker's heart clogged with regrets, still beat, still beat, still beat. Eyes that anymore can't see further than the freckles you have just there. And once the platter's bare, I can raise its shining surface to your face and show you why the setting sun blushes for its failure to offer anything more dazzling than the light in which you stand. I can't give you the moon. For one thing, I'm not Jimmy Stewart. I never learned to use it last time. and there'll be no crushed flowers from Zuzu to tell me I've gotten it right. But if you'll stay the night, I promise to borrow every tomorrow from the daybreak's dappled purse of promises. I'll chart a course to calmer seas for our strange ship to sail. I will forge a sturdy anchor from this heart's sore weight that threatens to drag us deep, and I swear I could see no happier tide than the one that rises in your chest as I watch you sleep. And if you wonder how we wound up on the sea when we started with the moon, you need only look at how gravity made us fall into arms, how gravity made us sing the same tune as heavenly spheres content in their private revolutions. Hey, little red rat. I'd love to eat you if I could. You're everything. No. This isn't a film, nor an off-sung song. So after our smiles, there shall still be tears. And the forest will rustle the shadows of all of our fears. And we will need so much more than just a kiss to find our way through this life. But the apples? The apples probably are poison, so we can eat a fill. And if we dance till dawn, it probably isn't the shoes you have on. And if you'll take this walk with me, we won't need breadcrumbs. We're already home.
Happy Mountain Tour.